This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. God bless you all, my Christian friends. This is the Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church out of Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Pastor Chris Augustine Sr. We are pleased to be a part of this radio ministry. Please join the service already in progress.
We'll chant. To all that is doing for us, we don't say it enough. He's good. Talk about other people being good because they do something for you. What you think is good, but nobody ever woke you up in the morning and started you on your way. But it's because that we take that for granted. That we don't recognize that God is still doing that. In our lesson today in the 6th chapter of Daniel. Read that aloud and read it together, please.
And King Darius.
Why did this king write this decree? This king wrote this decree. This wasn't a governor. This wasn't a city councilman. This wasn't an alderman. But this was a king that wrote this wise decree. Listen what he said. Now listen good what he said. This is going to help somebody this week.
Right.
Then King Darius wrote to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth. Peace be multiplied to you.
Right.
I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel.
Right.
For he is the living God and steadfast forever. His kingdom is the one that shall not be destroyed. And his dominion shall endure to the end.
Yeah.
He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. Who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lies? Amen. Amen, gives me some encouragement today. Amen. For Daniel, if you have not read any part of his book, his writing, Daniel has a reputation of being a child of God.
Right.
And I want to label this today that he's the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Daniel, in his writing, we know that he's a eunuch that was carried away captive into Babylon, the Medes and the Persians, that overturned the kingdom that Daniel was a part of. Belshazzar had taken some of the temple gold and had a party, a feast one night, and decided to get so bold that he sent for the vessels that were taken from the prophets that came and wrote the writing, many tekel upharsin, that Daniel interpreted.
Right.
The interpretation, while you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting.
Right.
So this same Daniel here now is under the leadership of King Darius.
Yeah.
Daniel now is away from Jerusalem in a strange place.
Yeah.
But if you read the sixth chapter of Daniel, it will tell you that no matter what place a child of God is in,
right. Yeah.
God will take care of you.
Yes, sir.
Daniel was in the kingdom of Darius, and Darius made satraps and governor,
right?
And of the three governors that he had positioned, Daniel was one of them. And you can read the Bible that said that Daniel had a excellent spirit in him, which means that he had the Spirit of God in him. And that's what I will tell you today, that no matter where you're at, if you got the Spirit of God in you, God will promote you.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Whether you're in captivity, whether you're in the enemy's camp, no matter where you're at, if you got the Spirit of God, God will elevate you.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear me?
Well, yeah.
There's too many of us that's in positions that do not have the Spirit of God.
Right.
That seems to want to use those that you can easily get hold on.
Yeah.
But those that rubs your hand and grease your palms and scratch your back, then you scratch their back. But what about those that are not able to do anything for you?
Well, yeah. Yes, sir.
Are you able to still be fair with him?
All right.
One of the things said by Dr. King said that in his march and in his endeavor for freedom, spoke to the Negro race, told them that products of Coca-Cola and different other products that weren't using fair job practices, a fair hiring practice,
right,
for black people to withdraw themselves from that as the support of their economic growth in their business. To let them know that we too have a say about fair hiring practice. And it will make a difference. But we shouldn't have to be concerned with that this day and time. But what we are concerned with is that one have the attitude to approach life with a fair attitude, with a fair perspective of life. The church must approach one another with a fair perspective.
Yeah. Right.
Shouldn't be no big eyes and little U's in the church.
Yeah. Yes.
Everybody should be on one accord. Everybody should be at the same level.
Yeah.
Even if you cannot do what others do, you should be at a level that you could be used on the same
surface.
The only way that we can do that is that we have the excellent spirit from God. Then you have the excellent spirit, and let's see here. His spirit was distinguished above all the other governors and satraps.
Yes.
And King Darius put him over all the kings.
Yes, sir.
Don't tell me God won't elevate you.
Yeah, he will.
Even when in the midst of your enemies.
Yeah.
God will elevate us if our spirit is right.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's why I say, Rev. John, don't give up with the youth. Just go ahead on with it.
Right.
Amen. Use your authority as means of directing.
Yeah.
Amen. This kingdom that Daniel was over, the satraps and the governors, Daniel did more than all of them.
All right.
Daniel had not embezzling funds. He didn't steal no Almighty.
All right.
The books was all up to par.
Yeah.
The money was there. The kingdom was balanced.
Yeah.
The budget was balanced.
Yeah.
So, but there are some that are under us, that you have authority over.
Yeah.
Even on the job sometimes.
Yeah.
That will not put up with the fact that they have to be under you.
All right, that's right.
There are some that try to find ways to bring us down.
Yeah.
Ways, the lives, ways and plans to bring us down.
Yes, sir.
But I want to warn you today, what God has lifted, no man can bring down.
Come on. Yes, sir.
But there's always somebody that needs a lesson.
Yeah.
And when we show you this lesson, we go on home. The satraps and the governors saw that Daniel was too well respected.
Yeah, yeah.
He was too much in a position that was getting him too much recognition.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Daniel had too much praise, too much authority.
Yeah. All
right. So they devised a plan to bring him down.
Yeah.
Some of them got together and went to the king. Oh, King Darius, thou live forever.
Yeah.
Why don't you make a decree?
Yeah.
And get signed, signified with your ring.
Well, yeah.
That nobody should pray or bow down to that God.
Well, yeah.
For at least 30 days.
Yeah. All right.
Tell me, that your enemies don't try to find out your weakness.
All right.
They searched everywhere in the area for Daniel's weakness.
Yeah.
His weaknesses were not in the balancing of the books.
Yeah.
His weaknesses were not in a man shortchanging the king.
Yeah.
Nor was it putting in the money in his own pocket.
All right.
But Daniel had a weakness of praying three times a day.
Yeah.
And I think that ought to be a weakness that many of us in here ought to pick up. Daniel had an upstairs cottage that he would go in and open the windows up towards the roof.
Yeah.
And he'd fall down on his knees and pray, "Oh, Jerusalem, my happy home. How I long to be with thee.
Oh, yeah.
Jerusalem, the hillside.
Yeah.
How I long to smell the sweet blossoms of the tree.
Well.
And the sweet lilies in the field.
Yeah.
Oh, Jerusalem, my happy home.
Yeah.
How I long for you.
Yeah.
But in his mind, he must have said, I know one of these old days.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
God is gonna take me home.
Yeah,
you don't hear me today.
Yeah.
Daniel used this as a regular method.
Oh, yeah.
Three times a day.
Yeah.
Can I get evidence?
Oh, yeah.
And they knew Daniel's weakness.
Yeah.
You see, you never let nobody know what your weakness is.
Well,
but if they think prayer is your weakness,